Florida is known for its oranges, but coffee? If one entrepreneur is successful, your morning caffeine fix could come from Florida along with the breakfast juice. J.C. Nadeau is a retired chemist turned coffee entrepreneur. He is not the first person to try growing coffee in Florida, but he may actually succeed where others have failed. Mr. Nadeau joins us now by phone from Davie, Florida. Thanks for being on the show, Mr. Nadeau.
Thank you.
As we just said, others have tried growing coffee in Florida but failed. What's the problem with coffee in Florida? What do you have to overcome?
Okay, what's happening in the industry is you have to know how to treat those trees to get the proper pH, the proper organic fertilizer, and also the proper irrigation system. And we did research for 2 years before we started the first plantation. So we have achieved a result where actually people has failed before because we were very persistent and we invest quite a bit of money to do it. So now we have achieved a goal where we can have a coffee plantation in Davie, Florida.
Now, I always thought that you had to grow coffee in a hilly area or in a mountainous area.
Okay, you see,
certainly not doesn't describe Florida, right?
Well, and let me tell you, this is, it's always nice to ride on a very good paved road. I understand that. But if you understand the principle of a mountain, why coffee grows in a mountain is because of the irrigation. The root, and when it rains from the top of the mountain, the water goes down to the bottom of the mountain, so the root doesn't sit in water. So actually, you're taking this factor and you go a step farther, you say, why? So we can solve this problem? Yes. All we got to do is build a system to actually eliminate that issue. And this is how we achieve to do what we're doing now, because we're actually doing everything that is ideal for the tree, just like the pH in South America and all these countries. The pH of the tree, the ground, it's grown into a 4.5 to 5.5 acidic.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. What made you want to grow Florida in coffee in Florida?
Well, actually, it's not a matter of just Florida here. You have to understand the United States depends on other country. And now there's the issue about rising price of the coffee. And the coffee has been quite high. So all these companies, what they do is they blend very, very cheap coffee and with the top quality coffee. And then people get heartburn and stuff like that. And that's where it's coming from. So we're having a very low-quality coffee all around the United States. Nobody can do nothing about it because there's no control. So I said, wait a minute, I'm tired of having heartburn, and that's why I spent 2 years of my life doing research.
Well, that's a good reason.
It is.
Can you grow it? Can you grow it competitively, though? Won't it cost too much if you grow it here in this country?
Actually, this is why the town of Davie has collaborated with us. And in a couple of weeks from now, Mr. Brownson, the Commissioner Brownson, the Agriculture of the State of Florida, will come down to Florida and actually explain everything that we are doing and we have been doing for the last 2 years. And he's going to do a big press release for all the media, which will be more than welcome to assist. And we're going to explain a lot more than into a few minute interview. People's going to understand actually coffee, what is really like. We had wagon wheel coffee that we believe we reinvent the wheel and brought it back to the day where people were drinking actual real coffee. No blend, no additive, no preservative. And if people need more information about what we're doing, they can go on the internet at wagonwheelcoffee.com and we'll send us an email and we'll be more than happy to explain to you exactly what we're doing. And we're actually also filing in with the state of Florida to go franchise, so we're going to be able to sell franchise and sell real coffee out there.
So your brand name is going to be Wagon Wheel Coffee, is that what you're saying?
Actually, Wagon Wheel Coffee, it's a company that is our company, and the coffee is actually, you're getting a plug here. The coffee is going to be grown as a Florida Classico Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
That's going.
And how
to
much
be
coffee? How much coffee do you think you're going to be able to produce?
You see, right now we're getting 10 acres. 10 acres, we're going to have about 5,000 trees, which is based on our expertise and our experience and what we did for the last 2 years. Those trees are going to produce between 2 and 4 pounds of coffee. So we're talking about something in the neighborhood of 16,000 pounds.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nadeau.
It's my pleasure.
J.C. Nadeau is a retired chemist turned coffee entrepreneur. He joined us by phone from Davie, Florida.